Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So it's pretty early in the morning, and I'm not exactly sure why I'm recording this yet. I'm not sure if anyone's ever going to hear it, or if I'm ever even going to listen to it back. But I just have the urge just to record some of my thoughts at the moment about the paranormal, and I'm not sure why this is, because I've never really thought too much about it or making a podcast or anything like that. But right at this moment in time, I just feel like it's something I really want to just express and get out there at the moment. So I guess I'll do a little intro as if people were or are going to listen to this. So I'm Dylan. I'm in my early 20s. In terms of what I do a fair few different things, but it's mainly based around music and audio engineering. I've been playing drums for the past 12 or so years. Since then, I've found myself really getting into the other side of things with music production. Been recording, mixing, and producing music for quite some time now. Went and did my bachelor in audio engineering. And at the moment, I am recording musicians, bands, doing post-production work for film and television type things and radio. So, and outside of that, just teach music as well. So everything's quite creative in that sense. But ever since I can remember, I've had a very strong interest in the paranormal. So from spirits through to extraterrestrials and UFOs. And then also through to maybe less looked at topics like, you know, your Bigfoot, and maybe more so your urban legends, you could say, and your myths. But ever since I could remember, it's been something I've really had a strong interest in, and just that's what I spend a lot of my spare time doing, reading, watching videos, listening to podcasts, just trying to inform myself and get as many different perspectives as I possibly can to just try to draw my own conclusion. And even if I don't have an answer, obviously, because some of these topics are that that in depth that you could never really get a final answer. It's just I love learning and just experiencing what other people have to say, and you can just draw your own conclusion to it, you know. And I know people who definitely have the same sort of values, but probably more so a lot more people who don't, or maybe to the point of they might agree with what I'm saying, but maybe nowhere near to the extent that I find myself with the topics. So I guess that's a little bit on me. I was driving home this evening, and I was listening to a podcast about extraterrestrials, and I just felt like I have some thoughts, and I don't have any experiences per se with extraterrestrials or UFOs, unfortunately, because I have such a strong belief, and considering I've never had any experience with seeing or any sort of contact, nothing, you know, as I'm sure a lot of people who are interested in the topic probably have no actual solid connection with it other than hearing and just finding out things about it and kind of going from there with it. But for me, earlier this year, I was listening to a podcast and I've tried to remember what it was. I've tried to look back and try to figure out how I kind of got to the point that I ended up. But it's weird because I don't really remember much, but I just remember these key elements and something that really stood out to me. But I was listening to a podcast while I was driving, as I like to do when I'm driving around. And it was about extraterrestrials, so not so much UFOs, so definitely contact with abductees and everything of the sorts, which I'm extremely, that's like my favorite thing out of all the sort of paranormal is definitely alien abduction, close encounters. And there's this one point, and this podcast would have had to have been over an hour, so, you know, driving along, having a listen, and whoever was being interviewed said this one word which really stood with me. I guess this is where I would start if I was to upload this and share this. I guess I would say this is a part that is based on synchronicity. So the interviewee mentioned this word synchronicity, and at the time I wasn't really sure what that meant, as I'm sure a lot of people might have a bit of an idea but they don't fully grasp. And the best definition I've heard would just be a meaningful coincidence. And I heard that and I just thought, wow, that's something which is really interesting, you know, because I suppose we all have coincidences through life. And I guess like coincidences don't necessarily have to mean anything, but when it happens, you do think like, wow, what does that mean? Why am I noticing this? You could say, I think that might have been, I can't remember if I was even listening to that. It would have either been really early morning or really late at night, because that's when I find I do listen to podcasts while driving. And for whatever reason, when I came home, that one word synchronicity was still really fresh in my mind. And out of that whole podcast, which I can't even remember now, that was the one thing that stuck with me. And it was about synchronicity and alien abductions. People having these moments that stuck with them and that really meant something to them. And so I wanted to know more. I guess I just went on Google and just typed in synchronicity. And then I think I got a bit of a definition of it, which I don't have here now with me. But then I think from there I went synchronicity, alien abduction, and adoptees. And then somehow I found this man, Mike Cleland. And Mike's really fascinating. Ever since I came across his work, I've just nonstop been listening and reading. His book recently came out this year and I still have to get it. Bookstores don't seem to carry it in where I live, so I do have to make an order online, so I have to definitely get around to doing that. But his book is titled The Messengers, Owls, Synchronicity and the UFO Abductee. When I came across him, I think I somehow came across his website and he had a quite a long presentation on there he did at a university. I don't know why I watched it, because it didn't necessarily look like something I would watch in terms of alien abduction or anything like that. It seemed very formal, the presentation, and I'm not sure, but I felt like I wanted to give it a try. So I put it on. This whole talk was about his life and his abductions and his experiences with extraterrestrials ever since he was quite young, and pretty much through his adult life he's trying to figure out what has happened to him and what meaning it all kind of has, as you would, I'm sure. And a big part of this is owls. So he talks a lot about owls through his life. He sees a lot of owls, put it like that, far more than anyone usually does. And he's even said, I've heard him say, he has spoken to bird experts and said, is it normal to see owls this much? And apparently it's impossible to see that many owls. So, and just hearing him talk about how owls seem to be connected to alien abduction and other abductees really fascinated me. When I was listening to this, it was almost like one of those light bulb moments, like just something clicked and something suddenly made sense. And this is like bizarre, because I can honestly say I've never had any experience, any encounter with UFOs or aliens. But for me, it was just like such a moment of, wow, that really resonates with me and I don't know why by any means. It was really bizarre. But I was just so taken by what he had to say and all sorts of experiences people have had. I won't go too much into it because there's heaps of stuff on his website that you can just search up Mike Cleland. I'm talking as if I am going to upload this. That's really funny. These are just my thoughts anyway, so I guess that's just where I'm going with it. But yeah, so he talks a lot about these experiences that he has and other people have, which are just bizarre. And, you know, it made me think, well, I have had an owl experience in my life, but it's more to do with my mum. She had a brother die a few years ago, and it wasn't much longer after he died that an owl started coming into our backyard. And every single night for about a week, give or take, this owl would just fly into the backyard, and I think he would sit on the pool fence, and mum would go out and she would talk to him pretty much. And he would just sit there. She'd get quite close to him. Wasn't an issue, but whenever someone else would try to get close, the owl would just fly away. They just didn't want anything to do with anyone else, but it would let my mum go out and talk to him. And on the last night she saw the owl, she said to him, "Keep my brother safe." And at the very moment, the owl just took off. We didn't see the owl again, but it's interesting. And it didn't mean anything at the time. Back then, it was just kind of weird, but on our patio, we have these sliding glass doors we can close over. And at this time, it must have been winter. It would have been cold here. So we had them shut over. And we came home one night and there was this perfect imprint of an owl on the glass. So clearly an owl had flown into it. But listening to one of Mike's readings from his book, he talks about, I don't want to get this wrong, but a woman in Australia, I believe, who was driving and an owl flew into her windscreen and she was quite startled. And owls have a powder under their down feathers. So if they do fly into something, they leave like an imprint. So this is what we would have seen, this perfect owl imprint, which is, you know, it's weird because it's quite spooky, you know, because owls are often associated with, you know, death or wisdom. And but that's a whole other aspect of it. But
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Listening to Mike talk about this woman who had an owl fly into her windscreen, right? And then there's this whole theory about when owls fly into glass, they are actually being transported into a different world or a different dimension, which kind of gets back to, I suppose, Mike's point of owls being messengers between our dimensions or our worlds. So as if extraterrestrials are using owls to see into this world and to kind of keep an eye on things. And the whole thing about an owl flying into glass after I heard that was like, oh, it was just such an awakening moment of like, wow, that's a really interesting concept of, because just looking at the imprint of the owl that I saw, you don't think anything of it. It's like, oh, it's kind of weird. But putting in that sort of perspective of like, potentially that owl could be passing through to potentially the afterlife, a different dimension, who knows. But the whole thing with that owl, with my mum saying, keep my brother safe, if flying away, then it flying into our patio's glass door, almost going into a different world, different realm, different dimension, all in that sort of time frame, is really interesting and really, it really makes me open my eyes and go, wow, there's something, there's something really weird going on there. But, you know, and these are all just thoughts, but from that time, I just suddenly became so obsessed with the concept of owls. And before this, I didn't, you know. My mum's been quite a fan of owls. I'm not sure if it was before this whole experience or if it was after, but I'm sure it was more so after she had that. But we have a lot of owl ornaments and bits and pieces all through the house. But to me, you know, I just saw those as, you know, decorations, and I knew that my mum liked owls, but I never really thought too much of it. But ever since coming across all this information and that whole thing of it just clicking and it all kind of making sense to me that owls are, it could be these messengers between different worlds, it actually made me go and get an owl tattooed on the back of my leg, which is bizarre because I would have never thought to have done that, because really owls had no connection to me before that time. And especially owls are quite a popular tattoo as well, which, you know, I wouldn't get. I try to sway away from getting things that are just trendy, but it was, for me, it was a completely different meaning. Almost, as I tell people, it looks like an owl, but it's not an owl for me. It's this entity. It's not even like an animal to me. It's this whole entity of, it's the eyes seeing into this world, into other worlds, perfectly summed up. They are the messengers to me. So that's the way I see it. And this was my whole perception, which just turned around in like less than a month to like 2 months. And it's just interesting because, as I said, before this time, I didn't really think much of it. And then, you know, coming full circle, actually going and getting an owl tattooed on me for to have there forever, just to look at that and really think. There's just something that's just had such an impression on me, which is just bizarre. I believe this is in Mike Clellan's talk that I mentioned earlier. He talks about people seeing extraterrestrials and then them shape-shifting almost into an owl, and people have a claim to hear telepathically, which is how people have reported aliens to communicate telepathically. All them hearing saying, it's an owl, you know, owl, owl, while they're seeing this being transform into an owl, that's all they can hear in their head. And that's something really interesting, not just potentially owls being the messengers, but it going far more into it, where the owl is not this animal, but potentially this being that is extraterrestrial. And that was something too, which really pushed me to get this owl tattoo on mine, because as I said earlier, for me, it's not an owl. It's this other being, this other form, being either not from this world, who knows, but I think there is definitely something else going. There's definitely something else there, which is far deeper than what we usually would perceive. There's another part of this story, which I don't know if I would upload this. I don't know if I would include, but in the presentation Mike Clelland gives, he, at the end, he takes a couple of questions and he tells everyone, you know, keep an eye out for owls after, like, in the 24-hour period after hearing this, because a lot of people say they see owls. I was like, wow, that's really interesting. And where I live, I can probably honestly say I've never really, I can't think of a time I've ever seen an owl just out in the wild where I live, other than that experience I mentioned some years ago. So I was thinking, oh, that's weird. Could, like, that would be bizarre if I've just watched this presentation and then I actually going away and somehow seeing an owl in just where I live. So anyway, I was downstairs in the kitchen. I was actually just telling my mum about all the stuff I'd found, and obviously I thought she'd find it interesting since she has this, she's quite fond of owls. And then she shows me this video, and it has nothing to do with what we're just talking about. It was a mockumentary, right, of some guy she went to school with, and it was quite old. I think it would have been like late 80s, early 90s, but they made this mockumentary anyway. And probably 5 minutes, not even that, after telling her, it's weird, like I'm keeping my eyes peeled to see if I see any owls after this presentation. I start watching this mockumentary. The director of the film comes on, he does his little spiel, then it cuts to like the opening credits, and his character, the director's name in the film was Al. I can't remember the last name, but for whatever reason, he had picked his name in this mockumentary to be Al. And my mum just tells me to stop. She's like, look at his name. Right after telling her, I was like, I'm keeping my eyes peeled for like owls. And I looked and I went, no way. And not that that was a clear experience with, you know, like seeing an owl outside my window or something. It was just weird to the point of like, it's not even like I was necessarily looking either. It just kind of appeared, and it wasn't like I was reading about owls and going, oh, there's the word. It was nothing to do with owls. It was, you know, and then just that moment, I was like, wow. Not that I don't know that, once again, it's coincidence, but that is synchronicity when it comes down to it. And ever since kind of coming across it, I do have a lot of synchronicities in life. Not necessarily anything to do with paranormal, but it comes down to things not necessarily being a coincidence anymore for me, but synchronicity, because it does mean something. And I feel when I do have these moments that they do mean something, and that they have happened almost like they were planned out by something. And it's a very interesting topic, and it's just taken me by complete surprise, to be honest. So I just felt like I need to get that out, my whole sort of view on synchronicity. And I could go deeper as well with such things, but I just felt like I just really wanted to get on tape my sort of thoughts, because I've been thinking about it for the last 5 months a lot, you know, finding I have synchronicities, and just to the point of all this owl topic I've come across and just been so taken by. So that's kind of it. I'm just going to wrap this up, but that's kind of my first entry, and I would call that synchronicity. Thank you.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.